SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Coming up for you now, NITV Radio News. And recruitment is about to commence for the newly created role of Chief Aboriginal Health Advisor for the Tasmanian Government. The state's Health Minister, Guy Barnett, says the role has been created after consultation with Tasmanian Aboriginal people and organisations. The advisor will be tasked with providing leadership and cultural advice on ways to improve health outcomes for Aboriginal people in Tasmania. In particular, Mr. Barnett says the advice will ensure the state's hospitals and health services are culturally respectful and safe for Aboriginal people who use them and who work within them. And Northern Territory Police is urging those with information on an aggravated robbery in Alice Springs over the weekend to come forward. On Sunday at 2:14 a.m, police alleged a man in a grey Puma hoodie, khaki coloured shorts and white sneakers threatened a male staff member at a service station on the Stuart Highway in Alice Springs. Police say the offender used what allegedly appears to be a firearm to make his threat before he fled on foot. Those with information are encouraged to report it to Crime Stoppers, and you can call them on 1800 333 000. That number again, 1800 333 000. And a 3-day curfew in Alice Springs has ended, the second one this year, in response to violent incidents. Police declared it effective, but said it is not a long-term solution. Aranda youth leaders have told NITV it is important young voices have input on the solutions to youth crime, disengagement and alcohol in the community. And the Bureau of Meteorology has issued severe weather warnings for parts of southeast Australia, starting in Tasmania before extending to Victoria and New South Wales. Parts of southeast Australia should expect winds strong enough to bring down trees or power lines today. And Tasmania's State Emergency Service is warning communities to prepare for damaging winds. The Bureau of Meteorology's Miriam Bradbury provided this update.
A windy, wintry blast is on the way for southeastern Australia. We already have severe weather warnings current for parts of these three states for damaging winds strong enough to bring down trees or power lines, put debris across the roads that may lead to dangerous driving conditions. Those damaging winds are likely to start through exposed coastal and elevated parts of Tasmania, gradually extending to the remaining Tassie warning areas, southern Victoria and southern Alpine New South Wales.
And a man who was shot and killed during the attempt to assassinate Donald Trump dived on his family to try to protect them. 50-year-old Corey Compertore was watching the rally, and his wife says her husband quickly moved to shield her and their daughter from the shooting. Police say they're no closer to determining a motive as they investigate the background of a 20-year-old shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks. Summer Barkley went to school with Crooks and told the BBC he was a nice kid.
He was always getting good grades on tests, everything like that. He was very passionate about history. And from what I knew with my friends, they said he was good in government type classes. So anything in government or history, he seemed to know what he was talking about. But it was nothing out of the ordinary. He was a nice kid, and I had never had an experience with him where I was like, he, you know, isn't nice. He was always nice, and I was always friendly to him.
And officials in Gaza say at least 13 people have been killed and more than 70 injured in an Israeli airstrike on a United Nations-run school in a refugee camp in the centre of the Gaza Strip. The attack targeted the school in the refugee camp where hundreds of displaced people had sought refuge. Israeli officials claim the building was targeted because militants were operating at the school. Videos broadcast on Palestinian channels shows hundreds of people running through the schoolyard, some carrying wounded individuals, while dozens of civilians dug through the rubble to rescue those trapped, including children. Buckingham Palace says King Charles and Queen Camilla are set to visit Australia and Samoa in October. The Australian leg of the trip will see the royal couple carry out engagements in the Australian Capital Territory and New South Wales. King Charles is undergoing cancer treatment and doctors have advised him against any further extension of the trip, so New Zealand will miss out on a royal visit. And an investigation into Australia's major banks will see them forced to refund more than $28 million after they were found to have overcharged low-income Australians who should have had low-fee accounts. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has found ANZ, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Commonwealth Bank and Westpac kept at least 2 million people in high-fee accounts with steep dishonour and overdraw charges when they could least afford it. Commissioner Alan Kirkland said the banks had caused financial distress through avoidable fees and complicated bank processes, despite being able to identify these customers as receiving government payments. And now to sport. And in tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has overpowered Novak Djokovic in straight sets in a rematch of last year's Wimbledon final to successfully defend his title. 21-year-old Alcaraz totally outclassed Djokovic to win 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. He told the crowd winning Wimbledon is literally a dream come true.
Well, honestly, it is a dream for me winning this trophy. I think an interview when I was 12 or 11 years old, I said that my dream is to win Wimbledon. So I'm repeating, you know, my dream. I want to keep going, but obviously it's a great feeling to play in this court, in this beautiful court, to leave this amazing trophy. I'm gonna say, or I said it before, that for me this the most beautiful tournament, the most beautiful court, and obviously the most beautiful trophy.
And you're listening to NITV Radio, and Novak Djokovic also paid tribute to his opponent.
The level of tennis that, wasn't up to par really from my side, but I mean, credit to Carlos for really playing some amazing tennis, very complete tennis from back of the court, serve. I mean, he had it all today. I tried to push him, you know, save the three match points and extended the match a little bit, but it wasn't meant to be really. He was an absolutely deserved winner today. So huge congratulations to him for amazing tennis.
And now right here on NITV Radio, time to take a look at today's weather across the nation. And Perth over in WA today, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, shower or two, 14. Melbourne today, a Wurundjeri country, showers and rain developing, 12. Hobart, rain, possible heavy falls and 14. Canberra today in the ACT, early frost and a shower or two and 8. Wollongong becoming windy, mostly sunny and 14. Sydney, mostly sunny, 16. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 17. Brisbane, sunny, 19. Cairns, possible showers and 27. And Darwin today in the top end, sunny and 31 degrees.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.